Item number two from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding the Kohl's Cares Go Green event at Seven Bridges Hiking Trail in Grant Park and Kohl's donation to Milwaukee County. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Black?
Chairman, supervisors, I think you know that the public-private partnerships and how we try to have everybody involved in the community. I always say it's not my park system, it's our park system. And we've been very fortunate to have Kohl's Cares with Jason Miller and Terry Emerson here today, that they came out and did many different projects around the park system. We have a PowerPoint that if the two supervisors, it's going to kind of be behind your head there. If you want to take a look at this, Guy Smith, our Chief of Operations, is going to kind of give you a little setup for it. We're going to watch the video, and then the representatives from Kohl's are going to be here, and we have a little presentation for them. But seriously, what they accomplish is awesome.
Chairman, supervisors, good morning. This is just a fantastic program. This is the third year that we've worked with Kohl's, and we hope many, many more years. This year, they worked at 11 park sites. They're going to finish up on Saturday at Greenfield Park. We had a couple rain days, so they're going to finish up there. But just a few parks just to mention, Jacobus, West Milwaukee, Estabrook, Little Menominee, River Parkway. That's just to name a few. But this year, one of the new added components is the construction services, the skilled trades of Kohl's and Mortenson, their partners, wanted to do something above and beyond some of the traditional cleanups we've done. So the big projects that they did was the Seven Bridges Trail at Grant Park, and they completely reconstructed, rebuilt five of those bridges, and it was just an amazing. They also built a really large storage shed at Lincoln Park, and they also did a fence replacement at South Shore. So they've had hundreds of volunteers. They've provided materials and labor, and they've just been a great partner. And Jim Gooley with the park people was a huge part of it as well. So just thank you to Kohl's, the park people, and I want to just keep it going.
Thank you.
This is part of the actual bridge, and we put a plaque on here for you, and it says Grand Park Seven Bridges Trail Spring 2012, and it says Kohl's really does care. So from the Milwaukee County Parks and the County Board and County Executive and what have you. So
could you introduce yourselves? We have a listening audience out there.
Oh, sure. My name's Terry Emerson. I'm the Director of Capital Projects and Energy for Kohl's Department Stores.
My name's Jason Miller. I'm the Vice President of Construction of Kohl's.
So I just wanted to thank you for bringing us in today. This is a really nice recognition. Our associates really enjoy these types of projects where we get to go out into the community and feel like we're giving back. And it was a pleasure working with the parks this year. We like to feel like we're contributing, and they certainly found projects for us that the employees really enjoyed doing, really felt like they were giving back to the community, and especially the projects that were the heavy construction projects, they really enjoyed that. And the other part of it is the employees really get a great opportunity to bond with their other fellow workers that we don't normally get that chance when you're busy in meetings and you're working every day. You don't get that chance as much to, you know, sit and chit-chat and really get to know each other. So it gave us an opportunity to do that. I actually found out I used to work for somebody's father that I was painting a building with. I think we got chatting about it. So it turned out to be just a lot of really nice opportunity both for our employees and then also to be able to give back to the community.
Mr. Miller?
Exactly what Terry said. It's my team spread out throughout the country, so it's not very often we get to bring them together, so this is a great way for them to come together and not sit in a meeting, but be able to get out and share a little sweat and some sore muscles and help out the community. So we really appreciate the great team that you actually helped build us. You know, we may build your bridges, but you help build our team together, so I appreciate that.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I don't know if you can say thank you enough. Without belaboring it, obviously, Milwaukee County has had a tough go financially, and unfortunately, Parks has been, in essence, the loser, if you will, and it's really gratifying to have just a wonderful corporate sponsor like you all coming to the forefront like this. And so I know that I speak for all of my colleagues and all the employees here. Thank you very much.
Other committee members? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you again to the good people of Kohl's Corporation for helping out like this. What are you doing next weekend?
Well, actually.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other comments by committee members? Well, again,
Jersey.
Oh, Supervisor Jersey.
Well, as the supervisor from the 8th District, I did find out that they were working on seven bridges and went down there very early on Friday morning, and their whole crew was already hard at work. It was like 7:30 in the morning. And I called Matt from Parks, and I said, how many are down there? I'll bring some coffee and donuts. He said, 35. I said, wow. So to take it down, but if you don't know what Southern Bridges is, and I invite everyone to come out there, it's one of the most beautiful ravines, natural ravines on Lake Michigan, and it's not an easy place to get to and to repair. These bridges that they repaired were built up during the WPA projects, and some of these strapping young men were actually carrying these huge poles this size, only much longer, of course, well over 100 pounds each, down that ravine on their shoulders. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just tremendous labor that they're putting into it. But their carpenters, the fellows that were handling the chainsaws and so on, I mean, it was just amazing how fast they were able to work and put bridges together. I mean, I think back to the WPA project days when they would have been doing all that sawing and everything by hand. I'm sure it took them weeks and weeks and weeks to build the kind of bridge they were able to, 5 bridges in 2 days. So thank you. It was just tremendous. The board knows I've been fighting the 7 bridges repair, and boy, this was more than I could have done with piecemeal projects over many years. So it's amazing what they could do in 2 days. And it was wonderful to see your people. They were such great people.
Thank you.
So, Supervisor Jurczyk, this is for the county board, but on behalf of 7 Bridges Trail, to the county board, because it's yours.
All right. This is the finest thing I've ever received. I'm serious. Very true.
Okay, well, we don't buy trophies, so we get old pieces of wood. anyway, seriously, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And like Guy said, we can't wait for next year for the next project.
Thank you very much.
Great job.
Now that we're in the middle of the meeting, can you just take a quick picture with them so then we can do some stuff with it? I'd also like to give one to Jim Gooley from the Park People. Jim was very instrumental in bringing this all together and coordinating. He did a ton of work. It was really, it was everybody, but Jim did a lot.
Thank you.
Quick break for a photo op.
Like all of us? Sure. They want us?
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, okay.